The red-hot jobs market has started to cool, but only by a couple of degrees. The Labor Department reported this morning that employers added 372,000 jobs in June. That's down a little from the month before, but still a much higher number than expected. NPR chief economics correspondent Scott Horsley joins us to discuss what this means for the economy. And that's my first question, Scott. What does this mean for the economy?
Well, what we can see here is the job market just keeps chugging along. It's proven to be very resilient in the face of high prices and what appears to be waning economic growth. You know, last month's job gains were well above what forecasters had predicted. And really, that slowdown from the previous month is pretty tiny. Employers are adding jobs more slowly now than they were at the beginning of the year when monthly gains averaged around 500,000. But you know, 372,000 jobs in a month is still very respectable. And employment in the private sector is now higher than it was before the pandemic,
oh, wow.
Although employment in government jobs continues to lag.
You know, we have seen headlines about massive layoff at companies that really profited from a quarantine life when people were stuck at home, places like Peloton, Netflix, Stitch Fix. Where are we seeing the economy or jobs growing and where are they shrinking?
Yeah, it's important to remember that every month some jobs are created and some jobs go away. That's normal in a dynamic economy like the one we have. 372,000 is the net numbers. That's gains over losses. It's certainly true we have seen some of those companies that were, you know, darlings early in the pandemic that have lost a little of their shine, like Peloton and Netflix. But the overall job market continues to be very strong. Just as an example, 372,000 jobs added in June, that's more than twice the average job growth we saw in 2019 before the pandemic. Now, there was a bit of a slowdown last month in construction, for example. We know that rising mortgage rates have put a dent in the home building business. But overall, the service sector is still expanding. You know, people are traveling more, they're eating out more, they're going to entertainment venues. So the leisure and hospitality sector added 67,000 jobs last month. And even with some of these high-profile job cuts, especially in the tech sector, we're not seeing any aggregate spike in layoffs. Weekly claims for unemployment benefits, which are kind of a proxy for layoffs, they've remained at very low levels.
Meanwhile, prices are continuing to climb. The Fed Reserve is trying to tackle inflation by raising interest rates. What is the relationship between job growth and inflation?
Yeah, well, the Fed is not trying to put anyone out of work. The Fed is not trying to spark a lot of layoffs. But central bank policymakers have indicated that they are willing to tolerate some uptick in unemployment if that's what it takes to get inflation under control. Now, we didn't see an uptick in unemployment last month. The jobless rate held steady at 3.6%. We did see a little bit of a slowdown in wage growth. Average wages in June were up 5.1% compared to 5.2% for the 12 months ending in May. So that could take a little bit of pressure off inflation, but not very much. As a result, I think the Fed is likely to stay on that track of raising interest rates pretty aggressively. The central bank boosted interest rates by 0.75 percentage point in June. That was the biggest increase since 1994. And we're likely to see a similar sized rate hike the next time the Fed meets later this month.
We've got less than 30 seconds here, Scott, but if signs of a recession really start to grow, will employers become more cautious?
You know, they might, and certainly we're seeing anecdotal evidence that people are feeling kind of gloomy, feeling kind of nervous about the economy, but they're still spending pretty heavily. And as long as that money continues to flow, then employers will have a need for more workers.
NPR Chief Economics Correspondent Scott Horsley, thank you.
You're welcome.